Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You know, since Hajj actually has a special place in the heart of all Muslims and they revere it so much, whenever the time comes, Sheikh Javed, you know, whoever is capable in any way possible, they want to, you know, reach for it, you know, and go there and, in fact, reap the blessings that come as a result of this pilgrimage. Well, so would you please talk about actually and address the issue and tell us about the significance of Hajj and elaboration on it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, Muslims all over the world agree that Hajj is one of the most integral pillars of Islam upon which Islam has been established. And it has been reported from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, who said, "Bunya al-Islam ala khams: as-salatu wa-zakatu wa-sawmu wal-hajj wal-wilaya." So these are the five most important pillars upon which Islam has been established and based, of course.
Right.
So it means that just as praying and fasting are important, Hajj also enjoys the same degree of importance. And it is clearly defined. Of course, the rules of Hajj, I mean, are clearly defined. And no one can deny it is necessity for those who can afford it. Of course, when it comes to who affords the journey to Mecca, there is still, we need to discuss it, of course. And I believe we can, since we are very short of time, we have to discuss different aspects of the Hajj and its rules.
Yes.
We may not make time to discuss all issues surrounding the topic of Hajj. So I would say very briefly that those who can afford it financially and physically, they should embark on the journey of Hajj once in their lifetime. And of course, those who cannot afford, they are not supposed to take any action. Now, Hajj is, of course, of two kinds. We have obligatory Hajj and mustahab Hajj. And if a person can afford to perform Hajj, he has to perform the obligatory Hajj. And when it comes to the mustahab Hajj, of course, it can be done at any time. And that's called the mustahab Hajj is called Umrah, while the other Hajj, which is wajib, which is obligatory, is called Hajjatul Islam or Hajj At-Tamattu. Now,
synonymous.
Yes. Of course, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Those who perform Hajj and Umrah form the delegation of Allah.
Right.
If they beg him, he will grant them. If they call upon him, he will answer them. If they want to intercede for others, he will accept it. And if they keep quiet, he will speak on their behalf. And they will be compensated with a reward of 1 million dirhams for the expense of one dirham."
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Shajavid, our guest speaker. We are talking about Hajj, this pilgrimage, this concept, this important and significant concept in Islam with Sheikh Chawid, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Chawid, can Hajj be abandoned in any way?
Well, Hajj, when it is established and when it becomes compulsory on the individual,
yes,
then it cannot be abandoned. It must be performed under by the individual himself or by anyone after his death. And of course, in the light of the verses and hadiths that we have in our sources, one who is qualified for Hajj and is well aware that Hajj is obligatory upon him, and yet he does not perform the pilgrimage, has committed a major sin because he has defied God's command, he has disobeyed Allah. Well, the Holy Quran says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ مِنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And pilgrimage to the house of God is a duty imposed upon mankind by God for everyone who can afford a way to it.
Yes.
So anyone who disbelieves will find that God is transcendent and needless, and he is needless of people of the worlds. Yes, in Allah ghaniyun anil alamin. So of course it is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam that if a person dies and does not perform Hajj while there was no pressing need or severe illness or any cruel ruler which may prevent him from performing Hajj, he will die as a Jew or a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So this, all these narrations and the verses we have in the Quran clearly suggest and indicate that, of course, Hajj is mandatory for those, yes, who can afford and who can take the journey to Mecca, of course.
In case of difficulties, you know, when, for example, the road is not open, for example.
Right.
All right. Or, for example, the road is not safe to go on this, right, or take on this pilgrimage, you know. So what should be done, actually? And if the road becomes open, like after a while, right?
Yes.
So what is the intention? What do we call the intention of this form of Hajj? You know, when it comes to a prayer, Sheikh Chawid, well, we all know that as Muslims, you know, prayers, I mean, I'm talking about the daily prayers,
yes,
are compulsory according, yes, to the God's command, right?
Indeed.
So everybody has to do it. And if he missed one of the prayers,
sure,
he has to do the qada,
right,
not the ada, right?
Yes.
The intention is then qada.
The qada.
So does it actually come, you know, like this, like the prayers, like the rules that apply to prayers, that when you can't perform, for example, the Hajj or like go on this journey, then you have to do the qada of it, you know, later, well, when the road is okay,
good,
or
good,
everything is possible and feasible to do it.
Yeah. When it comes to the first part of your question, you said that if the road is blocked or maybe there is a security problem.
Yes.
So when there is security issue, it means that Hajj is not obligatory because,
right,
you might endanger your life if you embark on a journey,
yes,
which is very much risky.
Yes.
So Hajj is not obligatory in the first place because it's not only about Hajj is not only about the capability. I mean, it's not about only having money and taking the ticket, or but you have to look also at other aspects of the Hajj. For example, if the road is not safe, or maybe if there's violence, if there's bloodshed, if there's war going on somewhere and you have to cross that place, you will not be able to, you will not be safe. So Hajj is not, yes, obligatory in that
it's
case.
Practicality,
and of course,
counts also.
When, yes, it comes to someone who maybe because of some negligence abandons the performance of Hajj, or he delays it,
yes,
until he is no longer able to perform Hajj,
right,
of course, he has to make maybe a will. If he is quite, for example, debilitated in the sense that he cannot perform Hajj, there's no one to accompany him, he cannot afford to walk, In that case, even if he is alive, he is not. It's not like prayer, for example. If
right.
As long as you are alive,
mm-hmm.
no one else can represent you, offer the prayer on your behalf.
So there is difference, actually. So you have to hire another individual actually to do it for you.
Yeah, even if you are alive, but you are unable to perform Hajj because the Hajj was obligatory sometimes ago on you, so you can actually ask someone to do it on your behalf, but you will pay the expenses.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. Let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Shatavid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Shatavid, what are some of the recommended acts or rituals that one ought to do before embarking on a Hajj pilgrimage or journey?
Well, there is a lot to say about what one needs to do,
mm-hmm.
but before embarking on a journey to Mecca, of course, the first thing is the individual should be prepared. Preparation is a general term, it's a generic term, which may have a lot of meanings, but the most important thing one should do is to go around, visit his relatives, ask them for forgiveness, and then try to seek their, for example, their consent and their forgiveness. Because if you might have hurt them, or maybe if you owe something to them, then you have to repay. For example, if you owe someone some money, you cannot embark on a Hajj unless you pay that money, or unless he consents to your going to Mecca. Because if you owe some money to someone, you are not actually, capable.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking from a Sharia point of view, you're not considered to be capable. So the recommended part of embarking on the journey is to just seek forgiveness of your relatives, friends, and actually prepare the things that you might need for the pilgrimage.
Settling the scores with anybody you owe, for example.
You owe some.
Yes.
But you know that if you owe some money to someone, maybe if you owe some money to the bank, to a credit institution, you have to repay that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, your Hajj is not considered to be a wajib Hajj. It is considered to be a recommended Hajj.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, what about the loans, Sheikh Chawi? Just very quick, response I need from you.
Yeah, the loans must be repaid.
No, okay. The loans
you
that you take
enough,
actually to go on this journey.
Yeah.
Some banks actually give you a loan, right?
Yes.
To go on the Hajj pilgrimage.
Yes, if the time is extended and you are able to repay it, and you have enough to repay it, pay back.
Okay.
Then that's okay. You can still actually travel for the pilgrimage.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javid, the guest, and the rest of the crew. We wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahman Rahim, Mannan Kareem, Salam Aleem, La ilaha illahum Ghaffar, Jameel, Wahhab, Latif, Tawwab, Sami'un. لا إله إلا هو